story, to say the least. But having said that, you know, you just put God in front and just, you know, just let him kind of just put you on the right path, and you just, you know, just try to handle things in the most professional manner, and just take it as it comes.
Take it inside for us. What do you see banging away inside with them in this series?
They're going to try to get the ball to LaMarcus and try to get the ball to Andre Miller on the block. With Brandon being out, they're going to rely on those two guys to be the bulk of their scoring. So for myself, I have to do a good job of just being physical and trying to limit the effectiveness of LaMarcus, even though he's a tremendously talented player.
Thank you.
One of the things you said earlier in the season was that you just have to be ready at any time to go in there, and it's paid off for you.
Well, you just try to be stay professional. I learned so much from my time in Utah and playing for Coach Sloan, and what it means to really be professional and be prepared to do your job when called upon. And that's all I'm trying to do. Just go out there and just do my job.
Thanks. Played against Marcus for a while, and for the last couple of years. Uh-huh. How do you keep a guy like him off?
It's easier said than done. I mean, he's a tremendous talent on the offensive glass. You're talking about someone who does a great job rebounding, block shots, and then just energy, hustle plays. So you just got to meet his energy with energy, and be physical with him around the basket, and put your body into him. Because if you try to get into a jumping contest with him, you're going to be in for a long night, because he has such long arms, and he's pretty athletic.
So does the way the game is called, being called, impact that, if they're letting you get some of that pushing for the...
I think it's not necessarily pushing as much as just meeting him with your body before he's able to... get into his jumping, get into his rhythm as far as going up for an offensive rebound. So you just got to meet him with your body early and just be physical that way.
Seems like you're being featured a little bit more offensively in the pick and roll starting.
I think that's just my role. Just go out there and set a screen and roll to the basket and try and take some guys with me and see if that opens it up for other players to be effective. And Steve does a great job of reading the situation, so if I can get him a little bit of daylight, that's what I'm trying to do.
Your thoughts on the Utah-Denver
matchup? Utah-Denver matchup, it's going to be very difficult for Utah, starting off on the road, and then they're battling the injury bug a little bit. So if they can get their guys healthy and just go in there and compete, they have a chance, but it's going to be difficult.
For
I don't make predictions about other teams or anything like that. It'll just be a hard-fought series.
From your veteran and Stanford educated perspective, what is the biggest difference from the regular season to the playoffs?
I think this is the physical play. And then in my experience in the past, the games have come down to, each possession is so crucial. You can't afford to take possessions off on the offensive or defensive end. Momentum can be a huge thing, not only from within the game, but going from game to game in a series. So, you always want to keep momentum on your side.